Reading. I called Scott on Monday to check in with him. I had decided that I would call him or text him every day to be available. I asked him what I could do to help him. He said he wanted me to encourage his son to be more supportive and to help him more. He also wanted his daughter to return his calls and support him. I decided that I would do everything in my power to support him and make sure he felt it. As a doctor, I had seen many patients die and saw how relentless disease can be and how our tomorrows are never promised. My first order of business was to help my brother stop losing weight. I had cheese sent to him from Wisconsin, peanuts sent from Georgia. The next thing I did was to contact people who knew him and ask them to call and support him. I talked to my niece and my nephew, and they were absolutely committed to supporting Scott. I talked to his oncologist. I realized that it helped me to be active. By being active, I felt I was helping him. I remembered how many of my patients' families had taken the same role. I told my brother I would come out to be with him when he received chemotherapy. I arrived in Rochester, New York, to be with Scott for his second cycle of chemotherapy. He had had his first cycle 2 weeks before. He surprisingly told me that as soon as he was treated, he felt the best he had in 4 months. This didn't make sense. How many people feel immediately better with chemotherapy? He said he went home after the infusion and ate the best he had in months. I couldn't figure it out, but I did file that information in my mind. When Scott greeted me at the airport, I was stunned at how thin and wasted he looked. He had always been fat, and now he looked like a cancer patient. It really struck me and shook me. We had a great visit. I really liked his oncologist. His oncologist showed me the PET scan Scott had, which showed tumors in his neck, lung, and bilateral adrenal glands. Scott would receive a platinum-based chemo regimen every 3 weeks until August and then be reassessed. I asked Scott how he was doing. He told me that by knowing he was going to die soon, he had learned to put his life in perspective. He said he really could care less about demanding emails from his boss. We talked a lot about our childhood and our kids together. He told me he wanted me to do 2 things for him when he was gone. Firstly, he wanted me to scatter his ashes in Indonesia, and secondly, he wanted me to be there for his children. I made arrangements for my brother to come out to visit all of us in the Seattle area the next week. I wanted it to be a special visit. I purchased special tickets for Scott and his daughter Cindy to attend a Seattle Mariners game in very special luxury seats. My wife made arrangements for a big party and invited all our relatives and friends who were close to Scott to see him. When Scott arrived in Seattle, he looked even worse than he did when I saw him in Rochester, New York. On the day when he arrived, he was so tired that he slept most of the day. When he went to the baseball game, I looked at a picture I had taken of him and his daughter. It hit me that he looked darker than his Indonesian daughter, and Scott hadn't seen the sun for months. I found he had adrenal insufficiency, an endocrine or hormonal disorder. I realized that is why he was so tired. I was excited that I could finally offer something positive and be medically helpful. I told my brother that I knew what would help his fatigue. I ordered dexamethasone for him to take the next morning. The next day was a very good day for Scott. The following day, he felt so good that he didn't need a nap. He was able to eat 3 big meals and go out to both lunch and dinner with friends, which was something he was unable to do before the medication was started.